Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few minutes to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang and I am your faithful and faith-filled rainbows and lollipops host, not because I'm delusional about the world out there, but because I know I have it within me to be more than the world can imagine. And I'm daring to walk that out in all aspects of my life. I'm daring to be a little more, or to be a little different, or to see things with a unique perspective, because I am unique. I'm unique in all the world. You are unique in all the world. So it's high time we stopped allowing they to dictate our journey, because they don't know us. They don't know me. They don't know you. I understand this aspect, this concept in many areas of my life, and yet I miss it completely in so many other areas. It's like most things. I can know a lot about making spaghetti, but I can be completely clueless about making a cake. It becomes even more challenging when I realize that the world is determined to make me forget what I do know, or to get me distracted, or to push me in the right direction, you know, the direction the world has determined. And it is rarely, and I will be bold enough to say, it is never the right direction for me. When I step out of line and I dance to the beat of my own drum, or when I'm just dancing at all, especially in the aisles of the grocery store, then the world and the great they begin to label me as radical. I have been radical about how I raise my children. I have been radical about my faith. I have been radical about how I walk out my beliefs. I have been radical about how I choose to see topical subjects, you know, like politics. But I still need reminders that will keep me on target with things like my business or my writing or my ministry, because it is in these areas where I'm weakest and I tend to struggle the greatest. And when the world sees me struggling, it tends to pounce. I'm determined to be more radical and more bold and more daring in every aspect of my life. And because of this, I'm sharing with you the things I feel it takes to grow up that radical life. First, I have to recognize that it is only radical because someone other than me has different expectations. Second, I have to organize for the journey. Third, I have to strategize so that I know what I need to bring to make my radical life a reality. Fourth, I need to visualize my radical life. I have to see it if I'm going to do it. And finally, fifth, I have to actualize. In other words, it will take action. Now, the first step is all about recognizing that they don't know what they think they know. And they definitely are not in a position to determine my journey. Not unless I will allow them to. When I recognize that I am unique, then I'm in a better and stronger position to walk out a radical life in that uniqueness. The world is designed for conformity. Society often demands conformity. The radical life is one that dares to be unique. The second thing I need to do is to grow up my radical life is I need to get organized. I need to be organized in how I invest my time and how I invest my resources, as well as where I invest my time and my resources. I don't know if you have noticed, but this world tends to be a rather noisy place. All hours of the day, there is something or someone determined to get my attention, and also demanding that I invest in them or in it. Without some way to find, organize, or an organization, or to be organized in my life, one that works for me specifically, then I will be in a constant state of chasing my tail instead of accomplishing anything that I set out to accomplish in my to-dos or in my goals or even in my dreams. And the way I organize is just as important as the choice to organize, because if it doesn't work for me, it's just another tail-chasing busyness. When I develop my better way of organize, then I will be in a position to choose better and to have limits for my time and for my resources. I'll learn to say no to those things that are not in alignment with what I'm trying to accomplish. I'll have a written reference for the how, the what, and the why. And I'll have laser focus on direction, but I'll have flexibility in my direction because life will happen. And to break it down, I'll finally be able to break it down into manageable pieces. That's what's required. See, I do want to live a bold and radical life. And that means that it will be active because it's going to take action. If I want to be active and not just busy, then I have to make a way to organize all that I will be doing and all that I have and all that I'm becoming and all that I'm supposed to be. Without that way to organize, I will be nothing but a swirling mass of chaos. And swirling chaos. I learned early on when I started homeschooling my boys that I was going to have a schedule just to survive. I tried creating an hourly schedule, but every time I set it up, it seemed that something came along to disrupt what I had set up. I'd all but given up on the whole concept of a schedule when I read Chris Brogan's book, The Freak Shall Inherit the Earth, and he suggested using timers. Timers. And then I came across the 10-minute novelist, Catherine Grubb, and she also recommended taking on tasks in 10-minute increments. So I put those two ideas together, the short amount of times and using the digital timers, and I came up with something that would work for me. I know that I have developed this kind of idea of a schedule. It's more of a segmented time schedule, and it gives me the ability to work on things throughout the day, but it is a schedule that works for me. But it would drive my husband crazy because it's not his way of being organized. And his idea of what is organized and my idea are not the same. So we kind of look a little radical to each other, and we're having to learn to communicate to begin to understand each other. But the point is that your way is going to be unique to you. For me, I have found my way to organize by following these five things. One, I have to know my limits. Two, I have had to learn to say no. Three, I had to write. Four, I have to be focused but flexible. And five, I have to make it bite-sized. It's taken me so many years to discover my limits for time. Now, I figured out how to budget things, you know, as far as money goes, many years ago. But budgeting my time always evaded my grasp until I started using that whole segmented plan. Budgeting anything takes some trial and error. We learned to stretch our grocery budget because I love to cook and I pre-cook parts of the meals. But as the kids have grown and gone from small boys and toddlers to teenage boys, I've had to adjust and I've had to grow. We make the most of Christmas by buying throughout the year or setting aside money for after Christmas sales or by setting limits or by buying along the way or by, more importantly, handcrafting some gifts. But even though I had all of these things that I could manage, time just was not something I could get my hands on. The only way to organize my radical life is to be sure to capture time and budget it as well as I've learned to budget finances and other aspects of my life. I'm closer now than ever before, in part because I've become an expert at saying no. Having teenagers has helped me tremendously, but having an understanding of what I am doing has helped as well. I confess that Rick Burgess and Bubba Busey had a lot to do with my ability to say no. They mentioned in their book, We Be Big, that something could be good and something could even be monetarily beneficial. But if it distracted me from my purpose and from my focus, then I had to let it go. I had to say no. Knowing when to let things go is only possible if I know what I'm trying to accomplish. I organize best when I am focused with intent and purpose. That happens when I take the time to write it out and to write it down. Purpose becomes more solid when I take the time to write it. I have my why written out on my whiteboard of world domination. And if something comes along, an opportunity, an invitation, an open door, then I can look to my whiteboard of world domination and determine with relative certainty whether it is the direction I should take. If it doesn't align, or even more importantly, if it completely distracts from my why, then I say no. So I had to take time to write down the things that I wanted or I expected from my radical life. I've mentioned already that I have a time segmented schedule. The schedule that I had before that I was trying to set my plans with, it was a concreted schedule. You know, from 1 to 2, we did this. From 2 to 3, we did this. But plans must be flexible. Now, my goals or my focus, my why is what needs to be set in concrete. So I've learned that to live in that bold and radical life, I have to be focused with my goal, but flexible with my plans because life will happen every single day. Even if I have plans, life comes along. I do still make those plans, but I keep them flexible and I make sure that they can be accomplished in bite-sized pieces. I want to be able to accomplish the whole task or at least a portion of the task in either 10 or 20 minute segments. These are the way I have broken it down at my house. I've even broken it down for the homeschool schedule into these same segments so that my sons and I are working together. We are in sync with our timing focus. And it not only helps us to stay in sync, but it allows us a quick and immediate measuring table. We can see how much we accomplished in that short amount of time. There are still those days when the flexibility outweighs the plans. Sometimes they're more than I care to admit, but by investing in my organized techniques, I stay on track to live out my radical life. This is my way, and we each have to find our own way, but there is a way for you. We've been following this time-segmented schedule, and it has accomplished more than I could ever imagine. See, the proof is in the pudding. The truth is in the results. When I make the effort to create an organized life, then I get to that radical place. A radical life may not seem like something positive, and if you're focused on the world, it is not positive. The world wants me to conform to its ways. The world wants me to do what it does. I am designed to be so much more than the world. I'm called to be peculiar, extraordinary, and that translates to just a little radical. There are some ways it is easy for me to be radical in my walk, and there are some ways where it is not so easy. Areas where I tend to fall into line with the world without even blinking an eye. When I found my way to organize that area, then I began to stand strong and to stand firm in the radical ways that I have been called to live. Jesus was called a radical. Paul was a radical. So I'm in good company when I step out into this radical life. The scripture is also pretty verbal about the power of finding my way to organize, how it is expected and ordinary and even really normal to live out an ordered life. Although organized is not really used in scripture. In 1 Corinthians 14:33, Paul is teaching about the importance of order in the church. He states that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. So it stands to reason that if I want my life to be a reflection of God and to be reflected through God, then it needs to be in order. He goes on to explain in 1 Corinthians 14:40 that all things should be done decently and in order. Organization leads to that order. David addresses the understanding of making plans in Psalm 24. He is offering a blessing when he says, "May he, that is God, give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed." Now, David was also big on explaining that you had to be walking in God's path when making those plans. So, in essence, they would be God's plans, but he did expect us to be planning. Solomon pointed out the ant when he addressed organization. In Proverbs 30:25, Solomon talks about the way the ant organizes for the future by putting away food for winter during the bounty of the summer. In Proverbs 6:6, Solomon just tells us to go look at the ant and to consider the way of the ant if we want to be wise. Have you ever just watched an ant mound? Even if you disturb the mound, they move together. They organize to fix the chaos that was thrust upon them by the world. When you take a moment to look around you, you may discover that there is a lot of organization in the design of this earth. The world may not be organized, but the earth and all that is in it and all that it is order. And it is designed by order, for order. And so am I. I get to where I want to be, not by random busyness, but by focused actions that are directed when I discover my way to organize my time, my resources, and my talents. Thank you so much for joining me on today's Growing Hope as we continue to build up and grow up a radical life, one that is not defying the rules, but reaching for the stars, one that is not just busy, but is active in pursuit of unique purpose. I want to hear about your radical journey, so take a moment and email me at radio@katherinelang.com with your thoughts, your questions, or even your ideas for how to make this radical life all that it can be. I would also love to connect with you on social media. You can find me all around the internet by searching for Katherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm the Katherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it's Lang. On Google Plus, it's the plus symbol Katherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, it's the Katherine C. Lang. You can also listen to all the broadcasts of Growing Hope by visiting katherinelang.com/on-air. I am Katherine Lang. I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because I really do believe that every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. We are so much more than the limits the world has placed on us. We are so much greater than the box that the world has built around us. When we grow up our uniquenesses, when we get organized, we become bold in the pursuit of a radical life that is outside the norm of the world. It is outside the expectations of the world. It is outside the understanding that the world has for what you are and what you're supposed to be and do. They will tell you how small your box is, but they know nothing about who we are and what we're supposed to be. They are wrong. Dare to walk out a radical life. Dare to be more than they tell you you can be. And remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Catherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Catherine's website at www.catherinelang.com. That's www.catherinelang.com. Catherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Catherine with queries or questions at contactus@catherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.catherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Catherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.